trying to.
I just had a phone call from Mark Burnett at Foster's Trucking. Just brought some stuff down there. He's had to refuse it. It's saturated with oil, and he says there's too much oil to dump in the harbor. He's got a sample by the gate.
Go ahead.
Down there and
thank you. Go ahead. Return to quarters in service. Over.
I talked to him earlier about this, and we had it sort of straightened out.
Yeah, Dick, I'm going right to
the
telegraph.
He turned the trucks away, though, has he?
Okay.
Sure, that's right. Say again, operator?
Fine. I'm going to catch up with Bill. I'll get him on.
No, I guess not, operator. Over.
You're not listening to this anymore. Let's see, what else can I do here? Radar doesn't make any yet. I don't think you pick a lot up as far as the sound goes. The generator's shutting down now. So, let's see. Not too much more. Maybe we'll see if we can move. Oh yeah, it's kind of muted. Here's a whistle. Let's see.
Oh, you got to shut off.
Just shut the bloody thing off. I wouldn't even think. You can hear the bell. It's got to have that generator going. You see?
Yeah.
All these things only operate when we're at going to sea. What, a couple there? Before you come, and
okay, we'll
actually, the best one, best thing to do is to phone the chief himself and arrange,
okay.
You know, and then he can. I mean, we can give you a pass to come out as far as that goes, but it's better if he does it. And then let's say the guys get so mad they figure, you know, you're making these special trips like we're out this morning. And if he phoned down and said, "All right, you're going out this afternoon," there'd be nothing said about it. If I said, "Well, let's go out this afternoon," oh Jesus. What the hell is the matter with you? Jesus Christ, we're out this morning. So that way.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, thanks very much.
Oh, no problem.